I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. Congressman Peter Welch says it would be a mistake for the United States to launch airstrikes in Syria to weaken the Islamic State known as ISIS or ISIL. And as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, Welch thinks President Obama should get the approval of Congress before initiating any bombing attacks against ISIS in Syria.
The Obama administration describes ISIS as a well-funded and well-organized terrorist group that poses a threat to the security of the United States. For the past few weeks, the administration has conducted airstrikes against ISIS in northern Iraq. But these attacks have stopped when ISIS forces move across the border into Syria. Some members of the administration say adhering to this geographical boundary line allows ISIS to regroup in Syria. They want President Obama to launch airstrikes against any ISIS military strongholds there. Congressman Peter Welch says bombing Syria is not a good idea.
I'm extremely skeptical of the wisdom of doing that. In my view, there's an enormous amount of risk of dragging us into a wicked civil war in Syria. And by the way, in Syria, you've got ISIL. No one can exaggerate how bad they are. But if they have a competitor for being the baddest people on the planet, Assad is it.
Welch says the United States can provide pro-government forces in Iraq with various forms of military assistance. But he says, in the end, this is a conflict that the people of Iraq have to resolve on their own.
That skepticism is based not just on war weariness. It's a realistic assessment that this fight really does belong to them. And the Sunni-Shia divide that's been going on for centuries is not something that our soldiers or our taxpayers can resolve by trying to micromanage things from afar.
And Welch feels very strongly that the president should seek congressional approval before authorizing any airstrikes in northern Syria.
What the resources are that would be required, how much we'd be asking of taxpayers, would it eventually mean that we'd have to have boots on the ground? My view, there's got to be an up or down vote by members of Congress because we have some independent responsibility to the people we represent to say where we stand on this.
Welch says that while he believes that the activities by ISIS could undermine the stability of the Middle East, he does not think the group is interested in launching terrorist attacks within the United States. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.